तस्माय श्री गुरुवे नमः। नमः ओम विष्णु पदाय कृष्ण प्रेष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी इति नामिने। नमस्ते सरस्वती देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेष शून्यवादी पाश्चात्य देश तारिणे वांछाकल्पातरुभ्यश्च कृपा सिंधुभ्य एव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः। नमो महावदन्याय कृष्ण प्रेम प्रदायते कृष्णाय कृष्ण चैतन्य नामिने गौरत्विषे नमः। हे कृष्णा करुणा सिंधु दीनबंधु जगत्पते गोपेश गोपिका कांत राधा कांत नमोस्तुते तप्त कांचन गौरांगी राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी वृषभानुसुते देवी प्रणमामि हरि प्रिये। जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य नित्यानंद श्रियाद्वैत गदाधर शिवासदि गौर भक्त वृंद। हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम हम राम हरे हरे। हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे। हरे कृष्णा राम हरे हरे। हरे कृष्णा। सो वी वेलकम ऑल ऑफ यू फॉर द संडे फीस्ट प्रोग्राम एट श्री श्री राधा गोपीनाथ टेम्पल एंड टुडे वी आर डिस्कसिंग ऑन दिस टॉपिक ऑफ द आर्ट ऑफ गिविंग। Just this week in America especially, they celebrate what is called the Thanksgiving Day. Of course, unfortunately in the Western culture, they have one day which is Mother's Day. So they respect their mother only once a year. One day which is Father's Day, they go and respect the father. Hari bol father, how are you? So one day is Thanksgiving Day, where they say, well, let's thank for all that we have received. But very strange way of celebrating. I don't want to go into details of what they do on this day. Very strange. You can do some research on how they celebrate. They do a lot of ghastly activities of killing some beautiful birds in the guise of Thanksgiving. But the concept is very important. It's very nice, very interesting. The concept of Thanksgiving. And if you understand, there are so many reasons for us to really thank God or thank people for what we have received. And to the extent we are grateful, to that extent we will receive the mercy of the Lord much more. But of the many things that God has given us, you know, the light for us to see, the vision for us to see, the land for us to live, and multiple things. And we can go into a long list for the next 1 hour of all the things that God has given us because of which we are living and without which our living would be impossible. But just imagine if all the things were there, but God did not give us the knowledge on how to use those things. It would be a very catastrophic situation. Just yesterday I was at somebody's house, in fact my brother-in-law, I just visited with him. He's not a strict practicing person. So he said, there's a nice documentary that I came across. He was telling me. And the name of documentary is something which I don't, because you'll start seeing it otherwise. But there was a documentary in which they were showing the tribes living in the interiors of Africa, of the region of Kalahari. And just few hundred kilometers from there is the well-settled city, one of the cities in Africa. And these tribes are so very completely, in one sense, not advanced at all. And they are just so much cut off from the world that they don't really, that there's not even enough water to drink there. I mean, in fact, in the summers, even the animals leave that place because there's not enough water to drink. The way it was explaining. Beautiful documentary. But they have very much learned to live in conjuncture, in sync with nature. And they exactly know how to really get the right type of water, from where to get it. And they are always very thankful, very, very respectful to their family members. There was a whole documentary. But one day, There was a helicopter which flew over that place. It was a helicopter, okay? So there was the pilot, he drank a Coke bottle. It's old documentary, so it was not a tin, it was a glass bottle. And he drank it and he threw it from the window. And strangely it fell into the place where these people are staying, Kalahari. And for them, everything that comes from the sky is sent by God. Literally, they believe it, that the God gives us the sun, God gives us the rain, God gives us the thunder, and everything that comes from top is the gift of God, and it has to be good. And because God is all good. They don't know the Upanishad, but they firmly believe that God, Om Purnamada Purnamidam Purnash Purnam Udachate Purnash Purnam Adhaya Purnam Eva Vashishate. That God or Krishna is perfect and complete, and everything emanating from God is perfect and complete. So it has come from the sky. And so it must be good. So he took that bottle, that glass bottle, which of course we all throw. And he said something, it touched it, tuck, 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 he made sound. And it is very hard. And then, as it was shown very interestingly, that thing could do a lot of their activities. They used to make the skin from the snakes, that they used the skin to make it polished. They used these things, and slowly it became great in demand, that one bottle. It was only one bottle in the whole community. And then, they have never for last generation seen any fights in the family. Nobody fights. They all live in a very peaceful, cohesive way. They respect the husband respects the wife, the husband respects the children, and vice versa. For the first time, the wife was using it to grind something, and the husband wanted it, so he took from the wife. And then the child wanted it because it could make a sound from the hole. They could make some sound. They said, it's nice, make some nice music. So the son wanted it, and then there was a fight. And the one son beat the bottle on the other son. And the guy, became unconscious. As this goes, it created such a trouble in the society, in that community, that the first time they said that God has sent this evil thing here. It's an evil thing and it is creating catastrophe in our community. So I will go to the end of the earth and throw this bottle away. So one of them who found this bottle, he said, I'll take a responsibility and I'll travel as long as I can. For them, end of the world means few kilometers away is end of the world. So I'll go and, of course, it's a long documentary. But what I'm trying to say is that we have lost the sense of thanking God for what we have got. That's why it is said, this art of giving can come only when we are grateful to the Lord for what we have received. How many of us are really grateful for the eyes that we have, that we can see Sri Sri Radha Gopinath, lest it be taken away. We can be grateful only when we realize when we see people who do not have it. But of all the things that God has given us, and in this case, this bottle of Coke or whatever, it created difficulty in the community. God has given us all the knowledge of all the machinery and everything. But if God did not give us the knowledge, what will happen? This community did not know, have the knowledge to use that bottle, and created catastrophe in their community because they didn't know what to do with that bottle. They didn't know how to use it. Right? So, the greatest gift of God is knowledge. That it is said that God is nations, knowledge is light. Wherever there is God, there cannot be darkness. Nations is darkness. So knowledge gives us light. Tamaso ma jyotir gamaya. Wherever there is darkness, knowledge gives us light. So the greatest gift of God is knowledge. And let us really think for a few minutes. What sort of management or what sort of endeavor God has to make sure that the knowledge is dissipated down in this world. There's a whole exclusive incarnation of Godhead, which is called the literal incarnation of the Lord, Vedivyas, whose exclusive duty is to write, or rather to give the knowledge to the society in the form of books, scriptures. And he had written so many knowledge. There are so many Upanishads, so many Puranas, so many Itihasas, the Mahabharata. Unlimited Vedic knowledge that he had written. For an author, how many of you are authors here? Not many. I'm none. But you are an author. So for an author who writes something, the greatest satisfaction for an author is that he or she has written something, that he has shared the mind, the thoughts of himself or herself with the society, and the society is able to appreciate it. Then the author feels very satisfied. Oh, wonderful that my books are going and I'm able to share the knowledge which I wanted to share with the world outside. That's the happiness of the author. But in spite of writing hundreds and hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of verses, Vedivyas was not satisfied. He was completely unsatisfied. He was feeling a great vacancy in his heart. As an author, he was a failure. He was an utter failure. He was not satisfied by what he has written. Millions of verses. All the Vedic scriptures are written by him. And he approaches Guru. I said, my dear Guru, Narad Muniji, why is my heart vacant? What is the reason? And Narad Muni said, that because you have not written about the pure, loving relationship of the Jiva soul with the Supreme Soul. Unmotivated, uninterrupted, loving service to the Lord, you are not mentioned in any of the scriptures. All your scriptures that you have written are filled with artha, dharma, karma and moksha. These are the four purusharthas that they have mentioned. But you are not mentioned the highest purushartha. Unmotivated, uninterrupted, loving service to the Lord. You have not written any scripture about that. Please write a scripture mentioning pure loving relationship with Radha and Krishna, with the Lord. And that's when he started writing the Srimad Bhagavatam. And he wrote the 12 cantos of Srimad Bhagavatam, which was a great satisfaction to the Lord. So how much effort does the Lord make to make sure that the knowledge is dissipated? It is explained in the Gita. This knowledge was originally given by me to the sun god, and from sun god it came to Ishavaku, and then the knowledge was broken. And then Krishna takes his effort to again revive this knowledge, knowing how important it is, to give the knowledge to Arjun again in form of the 700 verses of the Bhagavad Gita. Right in the battlefield he speaks this knowledge. How important the knowledge is in our life. So, the greatest gift of God, for which we all have to be grateful to the Lord, is not just the things that he has given us, but the knowledge how to use those things. He is not just giving us life, But He's given us a way to live this life in the form of scriptures, the knowledge. And that is what we need to be grateful to Lord about. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also, of the many instructions that He gave to the Goswamis, the six Goswamis who were His direct disciples, He said, Nana Shastra Vicharanek Nipuno Sadharma Samsthapako. That you take the essence from all the Shastras. Nana Shastra means various scriptures. You take the essence and establish the religious principles. So the Goswamis wrote many, many beautiful scriptures. Rupa Goswami wrote many, many books. Sanatana Goswami wrote many, many books. All the Acharyas, all the Goswamis wrote many, many books. In Vrindavan, they were always settled in Vrindavan. They excavated beautiful holy places of Lord Krishna's pastimes. They built beautiful temples. And they wrote various Shastras. Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu. Harinam Chintamani. And many, many more scriptures were written. But the main scripture which was written by the Goswami, especially by Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami and Vrindavan Das Thakur, was the Chaitanya Charitamrita and the Chaitanya Bhagavat. And please understand, all of us know, many of you know about it, but what it took for them to write the scriptures. It was not just that you give a control P command and everything starts getting printed. You have typed inside and you give control P and then everything is printed. It was a Herculean task. They had to write on dry leaves. There was no printing technology at that time. In fact, it was there, but it was not very evolved. They had to itch on the dry leaves. And that's how they wrote all the thousands and thousands of verses that they wrote. And they made only one copy of it. There was one copy which was bundled up, which was the Chaitanya Charitamrita. There's the one copy which was there of Srimad Bhagavatam, as Gaurang Prabhu was explaining today morning, that how Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would every day come to the Toto Gopinath temple and meet with Gadhar Pandit, and every day they would discuss the glories of Srimad Bhagavatam, especially the stories of Dhruva and Prahlad. And there were tears flowing from the eyes of Gadhar Pandit and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to the extent that the Bhagavatam was completely smudged with the tears and the ink, and they couldn't read it properly. It was not very legible. There was only one copy left. And it took, you can imagine how much time it takes to write everything. And many of us have lost the art of writing, right? At least when I start writing, it doesn't work. Because I'm used to typing and messaging nowadays. But how much effort it takes to write a scripture. But all the Goswamis, they wrote all these beautiful, very, very precious scriptures. And then the three very, very powerful, empowered disciples of the Goswamis, Narottam Das Thakur, Srinivas Acharya, and Shyamananda, who were direct disciples of the Goswamis of Vrindavan, they were sent to not only read these books, but to distribute these books. We must understand that if the knowledge has to be increased, it has to be distributed. Knowledge cannot be conserved. It cannot be just with yourself. If you keep the knowledge with yourself, the knowledge will destroy you. But the more you distribute the knowledge far and wide, the more knowledge increases. It is in giving that you receive. Saint Francis of Assisi, he made this beautiful statement. It is in giving that you receive. Most of us will love to receive. Right? It is just so much nice to just receive. And what effort, or rather what expertise do you need to receive something? Do you need any expertise? You just give, somebody gives and you take it. At the most you say thank you. That most of the time it is very, very artificial. Thank you. But it takes a huge effort to give. But what is explained in this beautiful verse, or not a verse, a beautiful writing, says, it is in giving that you receive. We have this Dena Bank, not Lena Bank. Give. This human society is meant to give knowledge, to give things. The difficulty we have in the society is because we have forgotten the importance of giving. We have just become holders. We hoard things. Whatever you get, we hoard it. That's why we have all the problems in this world. It is in giving that you receive. Because when you want to give something, it requires a large heart. It requires a strong amount of gratitude that you experience in your heart. So much so it is overflooding your heart that you feel that it is so much overflooding that I must do something to repay this gratitude that I have received from my predecessor acharyas or from people who are giving us the gift. Isn't it? For example, what we have, you know, we have seen in the typical, not that we've seen now, but we used to see in the typical Bollywood movies. There was a poor boy who is doing shoe polish. And you know, he's making his money here and there. And then somebody comes from his big car and he puts his shoe on his and then he's polishing. And he says, "Bachcha, mere paas aaja." Then he guides him, he adopts him and he gives. But that fellow is a gunda. So he said, "I will give my life before I want to do something to repay the debt to this guy because he took care of me. When nobody was respecting me, he gave me respect." That is Karna mentality, right? Karna is having the similar mentality. That when nobody was respecting me, he gave me respect. Of course, it is a perverted way. You know, you don't really realize where to give the, how to repay the debt, because if somebody is not right and you support the wrong of a person, then you also become wrong. But the main thing is that your heart becomes so grateful that you want to do something to repay that gratefulness, that debt that we have. That is the meaning of the art of giving. Giving to society back what we have received from. So similarly, the Goswamis call these three people, that now we have written the scriptures. These are all there. These are all the scriptures which can really take people back home to God to make them understand the real purpose of life are all there. Now you go to Bengal, you go all over and distribute this knowledge. Please understand, they packed this into a bullock cart. And there was only one copy of each of these books. There's only one copy in the existence of each of these books. Of all the books that the Goswamis wrote. And they said that it is very, very precious. Because if one of the copies are lost, this knowledge is finished for rest of eternity. So the Shyamananda Pandit, Narottam Das Thakur, Srinivas Acharya, they take this, they were guards, and they take this scripture, and there was a big aarti which performed. The scriptures are worshipable. A granth puja is very, very important part of our life. That's why we put the Srimad Bhagavatam here on a altar. This is the altar of Srimad Bhagavatam. Right? So similarly, they worship, and then the cart went. And as the story goes, in one of the kingdom it was stolen. All the books were stolen. Because the kingdom was owned by a king, King Birambhir. And he had an astrologer. He said, "These three people who are coming, they have great wealth with them in their cart. You steal all that wealth and you'll be very rich." I said, "Oh, really?" So he stole all the books in the night when everybody was sleeping. He stole these books. And when they got up in the morning, can you imagine the state of these people? Of the three people, Shyamananda, Narottam and Srinivas Acharya. The books are gone. It's stolen. They don't know where they are gone. There's only one copy of those books. But of course, service should continue. We can't be repenting for the rest of our life for this. So Srinivas Acharya said, "You go and preach. I will try to find the books." And as the story goes, he met the king. And the king was very impressed by him. And the king said, "Well, I have stolen these books of yours." And the king distributed these books. And that's how this knowledge is distributed. And that's how we have this knowledge of these books. Because there are people who felt so grateful, who took upon themselves that they don't just want to keep this knowledge, but they want to distribute this knowledge. In the Chaitanya Charitamrita, Adilila, the 9th chapter, you all know Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He is Krishna himself who came in the form as a devotee. Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya. He is Krishna, but he is a Krishna. He is not dark. He is in golden complexion. He came in the guise of devotee. And he is praying. He is saying, I am the only gardener. How many places can I go? How many fruits can I pick and distribute? Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is calling himself a gardener. And what is the garden? He has made this unlimited, succulent, nectarine fruits of the holy name and the knowledge of Krishna consciousness. He has those unlimited fruits growing in the garden. But you need some distributors, right? You need movers and packers to pack them and distribute them. There is a whole logistic industry which happens, right? Just the manufacturer is not enough. From a manufacturer to come to a ultimate end user, there's a whole supply chain which is involved. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is saying, I have grown these fruits, I'm a gardener, I've been watering these fruits, I have grown these fruits, but I need assistance. How many fruits can I give on my own? At the worst, people who come to the garden, I'll give them some fruits. But I want these fruits to be taken far and wide and distributed to everyone. And Srila Prabhupada writes in this beautiful purport, very, very sweet purport. He says, here Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu indicates that the distribution of the Hare Krishna Mahamantra and the knowledge should be performed by the combined forces. Although he is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, he laments, how can I act alone? Prabhupada is writing, how can I alone pick the fruits and distribute it all over the world? This indicates that all the classes of devotees, and all of you sitting here, are you devotees? Yes or no? If you are devotees, say loudly, Hari Bol. We are all devotees of Lord Chaitanya, we are all devotees of Lord Krishna, and Prabhupada is telling us very clearly, this indicates that all the classes of devotees should combine to distribute the Hare Krishna Mahamantra without consideration of time, place or situation. Prabhupada is telling us that we have a golden opportunity to be the distributor of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Anarpita charim chirat karuna avartirno kalo samapadatam unnatva jala rasam swabhaktim shriya haripurata sundara dutikadam sadipita sadharidaya kandare spritva sachinandana. What a beautiful description of Lord Chaitanya. He's saying, anarpita charim chirat karuna. He's explaining, Vrindavan Das Thakur is explaining that such mercy has never ever been given before. Anarpita. And what is that mercy that we are talking about? It is the unnato jula rasa, the highest understanding of Radha and Krishna. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is giving us very freely. A very nice description is done by one of Srila Prabhupada's godbrothers. He says that Swami Maharaj, that what Prabhupada would be called by his godbrothers, the Swami Maharaj was distributing nectar as if it was water. We have nectar. Nectar is very precious. Even one drop is very precious. Srila Prabhupada was such a munificent welfare worker of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He was such a powerful distributor of the Lord's mercy that he was distributing nectar as if it was water. He was giving to everybody. He went to the West and gave it to everybody. That was the munificence of Lord of Srila Prabhupada. So Srila Prabhupada is telling us that it indicates that all the classes of devotees must combine to distribute this mercy. Distribute means the art of giving. We must learn this art of giving that Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is talking about. And then in the next verse he says, therefore I order every man, this is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's words, therefore I order every man within this universe to accept this Krishna consciousness movement and distribute it everywhere. And Bhaktivinoda Thakur writes, Prabhupada is quoting the verse of Bhaktivinoda Thakur. He says, Anichi Oshadi Maya Nashibaro Lagi Harinama Mahamantra Lao Tumi Amagi. So on one side it is the fruits. On the other side, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was saying, I have got the Oshadi. But sometimes, because we are very sick and diseased, we don't like eating fruits. We find fruits very bitter, especially when we have jaundice, for example. This is bitter. Huh? So then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is giving the Aushadhi also. And it's Aushadhi Maya. What is the Aushadhi? Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. The whole world is suffering from this Bhava Rog. The disease of living and enjoying separate from the Lord. 99% of the world is trying to enjoy separate from the Lord, but can they really enjoy? Is this world a happy place? Yes or no? How many of you say it is a happy place? Please, somebody at least. How many of you say this is a miserable place? Say Haribol. It is a miserable place. But this temple, is it a happy place or no? It's an oasis. It's an oasis in a desert. This whole world, samsara dava nalalida loka dranaya karuna gana ganatvam, this whole world is a burning forest fire, but there, in few places, there is the grace of the rainfall in the form of the beautiful temples of Srila Prabhupada and various other organizations who are honestly fulfilling the purpose of Lord Krishna. So this is a very, very special place. But now, we are special. What is the duty of people who are special? To remain special or to make other people special? What is the purpose? That, oh, I'm special. If you are special, what is the natural feeling of a gentleman? A gentleman will want to make everybody special. But a miser will say, well, I'm special and I don't want anybody else to be special. That's a miser. But a broad-minded person, he wants everybody to be special. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu didn't just give this knowledge to people in Bengal. It is explained. Chaitanya Prabhupada says, Krishna is Jagannath. He is not Bengal Nath or Gaudiya Nath. He is Jagannath. He is the Lord of the whole universe and everybody needs to get His mercy. And we have the great opportunity, the great chance to be an instrument of the Lord's mercy by giving it to others. What a blessing that we have. We are fortunate. How were we fortunate? Think about yourself. Why were you fortunate that you were sitting in this temple today? Even for those who are coming for the first time, for those who have been practicing devotee Krishna consciousness for the last many years, what made you fortunate? It was the compassion, it was the growing desire of somebody who came to you and gave a book, gave prasad, gave an invitation to a program of many the ways that you came to this temple. It was that one person who came in your life that you are sitting here. You need to repay that debt. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is saying, please become a distributor of my fruits. Now please understand, who is this telling you? It's not some ordinary industrialist. They say, arey, bhi mera distributor ban jana. First of all, even if you be a distributor of a big company of the world, you feel, oh, I'm the sole distributor of XYZ. You know, it's a pride. People write on the board, sole distributor of 1, 2, 3, 4 companies. It's a pride to them because, you know, we are distributors of these people. Now, we are not talking about an ordinary industrialist of this world. And what is the product that we're talking about? Not just some chemicals, not just some useless stuff of this material world. Whom are we talking about to become distributor of? Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. The Lord Himself. He is telling us to become the distributor. And of what is the commodity? The divine commodity of the mercy of the Lord. The holy name of the Lord. The knowledge of the Lord. What a divine benediction we have. something which Srila Prabhupada gave his life for. Srila Prabhupada 1922 met Bhaktisiddhanta and said, "You are an intelligent young man. You should spread this knowledge." Again, the important word, knowledge. Because knowledge is what makes the difference in the world. You should spread this knowledge in the English speaking countries of the world. Prabhupada was harboring this desire. He argued. He got convinced. In 1965, that's almost after, what, 44 years, that Prabhupada went and he gave up his life. We all know the biography of Srila Prabhupada, what all he had gone through. But he took this because he wanted to be the blessed person, to be the distributor of Lord Chaitanya's mercy to the world. And what a service that he has done. Right? So if we want to be grateful, here it is a beautiful Nirandan Swami's book, which is a new book which has come. I was just reading the back part. It says, "Gratitude is the essence of our practicing Krishna consciousness." Gratitude is the essence of practicing Krishna consciousness. If we feel a sense of gratitude within our heart for a great gift that we have been given to us, it means that we have understood how valuable it is in our life. If we are not grateful, that means you have not understood the value of what you have received. That means you are a moron. You are a fool, in plain words. That you have got this great gift, you have not understood the value of it, you are a fool. Like, you know, if I give a very, very precious diamond to a person who doesn't know the diamond and he uses as, you know, to grind something. I said, "You are a nut. How can you use that diamond to grind something?" You know, as we say, "Have you gone nuts?" Huh? But somebody who knows the value, he said, "Oh, it's precious. I have to protect it and show to people whom I love." Right? That is intelligence. The more we realize how valuable it is, the more the great gratitude increases. Such is the nature of the gift that Srila Prabhupada has given us in the association of Vaishnavas. Srila Prabhupada has given us the gift of his books, and how much hard he worked, and how much it was such an important portion of his life every day. Prabhupada did management, he built temples, he met news reporters, he met big religious leaders, but one thing he never ever gave up in a day, what was it? Anybody? His writing of Bhakti Vedanta purports. Wherever he was in the world, anytime, he never, there was not a single day, please understand, not a single day, including the last moments of his life. And if we have some understanding, we'll understand how much valuable these books were for Srila Prabhupada. And how easily we have got these books. And how grateful we have to be for these books that Srila Prabhupada has given us. So Srila Prabhupada has written, "I want that every respectable person should have full set of Bhagavatam and Chaitanya Charitamrit in his house." Now this is a tall order Prabhupada has given us. Every respectable man. Well, you can say, "Prabhuji, respectable ko hai nahi. So I don't have any work to do because nobody is respectable." That is one way, right? We have a story that, you know, one salesman was sent to a place where he was a salesman of a footwear company, and they were sent to a place, you know, where nobody wore footwear. So he went to that place. He came back, he said, "No chance of any sale because nobody wears footwear. Pata hi nahi footwear kya hai." Other person was saying, "You go." And he said, "There's unlimited opportunity. Because nobody has any footwear. Every person is a potential customer." So he was positive. So Prabhupada said, "Every respectable person should have full set of Bhagavatam and Chaitanya Charitamrita at home." One person, we can say, well, in Kali Yuga, manda sumanda matayor, manda bhagya uparita, Prabhu, everybody is manda, there's no respectable person here, what to do, there's no way to distribute books. That is many times what we do in book distribution. And when a book distribution marathon comes, which is starting from tomorrow, I was analyzing, we have something what is called Gito distribuphobia. Gito distribuphobia. What it means? We have an inbuilt phobia for distributing Gitas. Even devotees, you know, we all say Jai Bhagavad Gita, distribute Prabhupada's books. Prabhu, you do it. I'm busy. Why? Because I was analyzing it. I said, why is it that people in general have some sort of, devotees in general, have some sort of averseness. They know the importance, they hear the lectures, they say, Jai Prabhupada, Jai Prabhupada, Prabhupada distribution ki jai. But why when it comes to action? Because Gita distribution requires a lot of hard work. Book distribution means heavy boxes, carrying weight, tables, talking to people, and of the 100 people you ask, one person waits. So it is a huge Herculean task, right? Distributing prasad is not a problem. You can distribute buckets and buckets of it, you know, people are all ready to buy. No problem. Going to yatras, jai, Vrindavan dham ki jai, UDP dham ki jai. It's fun, you know, people are eager to come to yatras, people are eager to distribute prasad. Festivals, they make long queues to come to temple to have darshan, pushyabhishek, sharad purnima. So I'm analyzing that, why is this service so much of a difficulty, everything else? Because every other service is gratifying to your senses from beginning. Prasad distribution, very easy, you feel you are giving prasad and thank you. People are thankful to you, you feel nice. Right? Yatras, oh, nice yatra, nice holy places, nice prasad, Gaurang Prabhu's team brings nice prasadam. It's fun, everything is fun in yatras. So people are eager. But when it comes 1st December, you are worried, 1st December again. You know, my counselor will ask me how many books you will take. And the counselor is also worried. The temple will ask him, counselor, how many books you will distribute? And the temple management also is worried, what is the score of this year? How many books are this? Everybody is scared. But the amazing thing about book distribution is, once you give up that inertia, and you get into the field, I'm sure I've experienced this. Every time, every day I have to distribute a book, I say, can I do something better? But once you come in the field, and when you make phone calls, when you go to the book table or distribute book, then there's such amazing nectar which oozes out from the service. And then you can't give up that nectar. Yes or no? How many of you agree to this point? Right? That it is difficult in the beginning. And that exactly is what is Krishna consciousness. Krishna consciousness means what is poison in the beginning and nectar in the end. And sense gratification is what? What is nectar in the beginning, it ends up poison in the end. So book distribution is such a sweet service, but it is a heavy service. And you will always say, Prabhu, Gita abhi sabke paas hai, abhi kya Gita? How many of us, I have been arguing with the management for the last 10 years. Say, give some different book. But for the last 10 years, I have been distributing more books than every year. Gitas. There seems to be some magic happening. That more and more Gitas are required in this world. Because there are more and more people who need those Gitas. But these are all manorathena dhavate. These are all, the mind is dry. I mean, our intelligence has been driven in the chariot of our mind. And there's this inertia which is there. And it gives us all excuses. Give us something nice. Prabhuji, now nobody reads books. All e-books, Prabhuji, e-books. But still, there are many books of other authors, karmi authors, distributing million copies. There are authors who are even now distributing millions of copies. These big bookstores, they are not fools to set up a business of bookstores and investing big money in inventory if this business was a failing business. There is a need for a book, printed book, in people's lives. So we must understand that this books is in this marathon. We may not be book distributors all over the whole year. Fine, that I understand. Many of you may be having your duties and everything, right? And you may be having other services. But we should take up the mission of the organization as our own mission, right? Like, for example, I went to a bank recently. And then everybody, right from the peon to the bank manager, there was a particular drive for getting accounts, more accounts, saving bank accounts. So even the peon, sir, aur ek account do na. And right from the chair, the chief manager was saying, sir, can you just refer some more people, we can start bank account. But there was a drive. That means everyone is involved in that drive. The drive is not throughout the year. It's a 1 month drive or 15 days drive or 1 week drive. And everybody, he does the peon work, but along with the peon work, he also is trying to get a bank account. The chief manager also does his work, but at the same time he gets his bank account. Actually, the opening of a bank account is a duty of 3 to 4 people in the bank. Not that everybody else is involved. But during a drive, everybody gets involved. Why? Because it's a drive which has been legislated by the organization. And we all, everybody in the bank accepts that drive as to be part of his own service, extra service. Similarly, throughout the year you can do whatever you want. Service, of course, not whatever you want. Some devotional service. But along with all the service that you do, in the month of December, the ISKCON society is legislating, or rather, it is requesting. We can't legislate. It's a religious society. There is no legislation. But it is a time that every member or a supporter of ISKCON keeps in his mind the importance of distributing books. Along with all the things he's doing. The housewife may be cooking. A businessman may be doing business. A politician might be doing his politics. But along with that, he or she will distribute a book. Why? Because it is something which is important for this month. It is Srila Prabhupada's book marathon month. It is the time where we give knowledge. We go all out to distribute this knowledge of the Gita. It is so wonderful that we have a wonderful head of this in this country now who understands the value of the Gita. As the head of this country, he has been giving Gita to all the top people in the world. This is Bharat Sanskriti. To give the knowledge of the Bhagavat, to give the knowledge of the Gita to the world. People come to India not for anything else. Yes, nowadays they come for IT and everything else. But mainly the reason why people know India as India is because of the knowledge of the Gita, the knowledge of the Bhagavat, the knowledge of the Ramayana. And that's what as Indians we are supposed to do. And of course, all those who are sitting here, not only Indians, but everybody who's sitting here. So I was just thinking, is it difficult to distribute one book a day? That means to distribute 30 books a month, which amounts to only 3,000 rupees a month, which is of course also sponsored. It's a discounted figure. If each one of us individually, 3,000 rupees, what is the food bill you had when you went to the last time you went to a restaurant, my friend? What is the food bill? 3,000, 4,000 rupees? You go with the family, it will cost you that amount, isn't it? What is the sari that you buy nowadays? What are the shoes that you buy for? What are the frames that you buy for? All the things that you buy is just 1,000, 2,000, 3,000 rupees. It just goes like this. Just if you are conscious in this month, only in this month, we usually use this statement. Throughout the year, book distribution is for purification. But the month of December, book distribution is for multiplication. We need numbers. Because that's how we want to get as many books as possible out. We need numbers. So if each one of us does 30 books, does one book a day, and that means 100 rupees a day, and that means 3,000 rupees a month, even if there are 3,000 people, which is not difficult in this Radha Gopinath temple, 3,000 people are actively involved, that itself will make it a lakh books, 90,000 to be precise, easily. And then we have the Mahabook distributors who are there. Just yesterday, I'm happy to announce that yesterday, one of my friends, he sponsored 10,000 Bhagavad Gitas. I said, yeah, give 10,000 Gitas. And by the way, that's not the reason I'm sitting here today, by the way. No. But 10,000 books, because people won't understand the value of distributing these books. He said 10,000 books we must give to the villages, give it to free of cost to everybody. You need to approach people. So please, you know, let us really take this very, very seriously. And I was analyzing that everybody can do this Gita marathon. Those who are Srila Prabhupada's supporters, followers, obviously we must do it, because as a gratitude to Srila Prabhupada, we want to show our gratitude and we must distribute these books. But Prabhupada said it, that you want to show love for me. How you cooperate? And I also said, by distributing these books. Especially in the month of the December. Those who are just supporters of the Vedic culture. You might not be necessarily a Prabhupada follower, fine. But you support the Vedic culture. This is the best thing to do to help spread the Vedic culture. You should also be distributing Prabhupada's books. Because Prabhupada's books are talking about Vedic culture, Vedic heritage. If you are a strong Hindu or a Vedic follower, I'm Hindu, distribute books. This is the best Hindu book you can distribute. And if you are an investor, you look at investment opportunities, this is the best investment. SIP, we all call SIP, small investment plan. One Gita a day, small investment. Powerful. Everyone, even a child, can distribute. So please, our request is, let us learn the art of giving. Throughout the year, 11 months, we receive knowledge. In this 1 month of December, we give back the knowledge. The art of giving knowledge. So it just takes one small thing, just to be conscious that we are in the month of December, and in whatever situation, if I can help distribute these books, it will be a great. If each one of you sitting here can speak to three other people, those who are not sitting here, to be conscious about the importance of distributing these books, I tell you, it will be a fantastic effort. Combinedly, as Satya Mahaprabhu said, we all should combinedly distribute books. So that is a request to all of you. That to take this month seriously, continue your jobs. We are not telling you to give up your jobs. There are brahmacharis who are going all out distributing 12, 13, 14 hours. And the satisfaction you have in distributing books is phenomenal. I would like to end with one story. As I traveled, we were in Russia. And in Russia also, there are worse traffic jams on Moscow specifically than Bombay. Worse traffic jams. You are stuck in the traffic for 4-5 hours sometimes. And I was stuck in one of those traffic jams. And the driver is a devotee. He said, I'll tell you some stories, Prabhuji. I said, oh, please tell me something. I'm just getting bored in this crazy Russian traffic. Because at least in India, when you're traffic jam, you can at least see out and read what is written out. In Russia, I don't understand what is written. Everything is just... So I was really getting bored. So he said, I'll tell you some stories. I said, there was a lady. She was a devotee. And her husband and her son, they were completely against her practice of Krishna consciousness. They were very, very against. But she was practicing. And she had a unique, what do you call the sixth sense. She could connect with subtle things. She had a subtle understanding. It's God gifted. So unfortunately for her, in one of the rides that the husband and the son were making, their car met with an accident and both the husband and son died. And she was feeling very sad that, well, she couldn't give them Krishna consciousness. They were just so against. Then in a very unique, a subtle connection, the husband started speaking to her from the higher realms, from the subtle realms rather. He said, I'm in a place where there are two gates. And when one gate opens, I see horrible things happening inside. And please be sure, this is not some concocted, cooked up story. This is an honest lady telling this. She doesn't have any reason to really say a lie. She was explaining that her husband was, in a subtle way, talking. I said, there's a gate which opens and I see all horrible things happening in one gate. And the other gate which opens is a beautiful place. So, really? I said, but you know something? At that gate which opens up into a beautiful place, this man is standing there. It's which man? I said, this man who is in your books. Srila Prabhupada ki? That man is standing there and he allows people to win that. Then the wife told the husband, please now go and approach him and go to that place. I said, no. I can't approach. Because whatever Sukruti I needed to go into that place, I have to get it on the earth planet. I can't get anything more. I need a second chance. I need to come again. I need to suffer and to come again. I can't go to that place. I lost the opportunity. It was an amazing story. That people do not understand the value of the knowledge and the books. And they repent later on. But somehow or the other, if we can give these books to people. I was standing at a stall. My friend Yashoda Kumar Prabhu is very enthusiastic at the Malad stall. Many years back, I was standing at a stall. And as usual, I was in inertia. I said, Jao, need. And then finally, I said, well, you know, he's my friend and I'm supposed to be his counselor. I must at least go and inspire them. So I went as Gita. And then I was standing there. And then a person came. I was on one corner and everybody was distributing books on table. I say, hey, kya hai ye? Oops. I said, Bhagavad Gita. I said, kitne ka? And that night we were selling for 60 rupees. I said, 60 rupees. I said, paisa nahi hai mere paas. And then, I said, I just got a feeling. I said, well, this, usually I don't give it free because I am myself a baniya, a businessman. I don't like to give things free. But somehow or the other, I said, okay, take it for free. I gave the book to him free. We should not do this usually, by the way. And then I was thinking, wow, I did a good job by giving it free. I mean, where did he really value it? He'll sell it for something else and maybe, he was looking like a drug addict type of crazy guy. But I gave him free. I would never don't do that usually. Then after 45 minutes, he came back. And there's, oh my God, he's coming for a second book, free. And then he said, hey, Bajumeya. I said, my God, he was looking like a ruffian. And you know, I was a little scared, honestly speaking. I said, Bajumeya. So then he opened his sleeves. He had long sleeves. He opened his sleeves. He showed me a very long knife. I said, my God. I said, pata hai kya hai ye? I said, nahi pata hai, mere ko pata nahi hai. I said, it's called Gupti hai, Gupti. And those who all know all this hatiyar, it's called Gupti. I know Gupta, but I don't know Gupti. And then I said, acha, abhi kya karu main abhi, Gupti ka, abhi kya karu? And then he said in Hindi, I said, I was on my way to murder somebody. He was on his way in Malad East to murder somebody. But because he was holding that Gita and constantly he said, your sound, Gita, 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 knowledge of Gita, knowledge of Gita. Oh, mere dimag mein aisa, it was hitting him. So while he took that book and he was actually, and I tend to believe him because how will he keep a knife otherwise there? Was actually on a murder, he said, but that knowledge of Gita, Gita, Gita was so much pounding on his head. There was such amount of sattvikta in his existence after that Gita came in his life. He said, I came back and I thank you for saving me. And I dare not ask his address. I didn't ask his address. I said, oh, I have saved you. Hari bol, go. But it was a life-changing experience for me. Not just the fear of the guy carrying a knife, but to see how the mercy of Srila Prabhupada is so live and active. A person who was out to commit the most sinful activity of murdering somebody, he was on the verge of murdering somebody, just when this book comes in contact and the words of a devotee, it changes life. And I pray every December marathon, believe me, I pray to the Lord, so wherever that person is, and hopefully sitting here, right, guys, I don't know, but wherever that person is, may get the mercy of the Lord, because he got powerful mercy in a very short time. So what I'm trying to drive the point, my dear friends, is what is distancing people from these books is our effort to give them. And you heard this often, but we tend to forget it. So please, let us go all out in this month of December. And we have so many ideas. Our temple has come up with various schemes. We are going to have, I think there's going to be a stall put out. There's some details you can get from the Parth department down, but there's going to be a Gita Dan Yagya. There'll be a Yagya happening in particular day. I think there's a board put out outside. There is corporate gift hamper. Those who want to give gifts, and it's a new year, gifts you want to give. There's a beautiful corporate hamper which has a bookmark, Bhagavad Gita in a proper sleeve, very nicely made. And the various schemes are available. Gift Gita every month for 12 months. Different schemes the temple has got. But all this is to inspire you and find a right package for you to be inspired to go all out and distribute minimum. How many books? A day, by the way. One book a day keeps Maya away. One book a day makes Prabhupada sway. One book a day helps us pray. I just made it just now. I'm just. So let us all learn to help Prabhupada sway in ecstasy. Let us all help each other to keep Maya away by distributing one book a day minimum. And see how Srila Prabhupada will be smiling at you. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. So any suggestions, any questions on this book distribution effort? Please do visit, if you want more details, the Partha department, which is down at the reception. They will be able to give you more details about the various schemes of the Gita. And if you want more details, you can visit the book go down, which is right at the behind, or visit meet your respectable mentors or counselors or whoever will give you more details. But don't sit tight. Do something in this month. Hare Krishna. Jagat Guru Srila Prabhupada ki. Srila Prabhupada Transcendental Book Marathon ki. Nitai Gaura Premanandi. Jai.